This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us this afternoon, the writer and producer of a fantastic film. You need to see it. It's called The Heart of Man. Jason Paymer, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I can't wait to be over there with you guys in a couple of weeks.
I know. We'll definitely have to roll out the red carpet, which in Australia is going to include the mandatory meat pie, you're going to be given Vegemite on toast, and maybe someone will give you a koala as a soft plush toy that you can take home, yeah, so that all the stereotypes are covered.
That sounds like a real red carpet.
It's what it should be. Now, when it comes to The Heart of Man, what you've been able to do with this story is combine the biblical prodigal son message and then also some testimonials of people who are going through personal and also stories of sexual brokenness. Can you tell us why you decided to make this movie?
I was doing a film called Rape for Profit. That was with Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. And that film was on sex trafficking in a major U.S. city. And what we found at the base of that was a demand, forcing the supply of these young girls on the streets. And the demand was made up primarily of men. And we were like, what is driving these guys? And we found at the center of that was this porn addiction. And so we made the film. And as we were making it, I had some people in the city go, what about those guys? And I'm like, I don't care about those guys. I care about the girls. Not really understanding that I am that guy, that I'm a decision or two away from becoming that guy, and that my own addiction and vice has contributed to that space. And so it set us off on kind of a new journey and pursuit to figure out how we hit the hearts of men. And we teamed up with a group that had been shooting around the world, chasing the same thing we were. And the reason we ended up with this dual genre, there's really no other genre like it we haven't seen. And that was because we wanted to hit the heart and the mind of the man. And so we kind of, the Rape for Profit is the fruit of this illicit tree, and the heart of man is the root system. What is driving it? Until the roots are addressed, where the hearts of men are, there will be no freedom anywhere for anyone. It doesn't matter what the fruit of the tree looks like. It's like, let's get to the root.
And you did a really good job, I think, of being able to not normalize in a negative sense, but I guess make people more comfortable, at least with beginning a conversation around the personal challenges they may face, whether it's related to sexual addiction or any kind of addiction or vice. What did you find was the root cause of why people, whether it is male or female, are drawn in that kind of direction?
Yeah, it's very complicated. I mean, at the source of many of our stories, our first introduction to sex is usually, it's an abusive sense. So for guys who are introduced to pornography, or women, usually it's the hands of an older cousin, an uncle, a brother, and that is sexual abuse. It is warping and changing the view of male and female way before we should be introduced into those concepts and those ideas. So abuse is at the center of many of our stories, and that changes sort of the path that we go on life. And then it takes most of us a lifetime to try to unwind things that we've learned, have been taught, the ambivalence surrounding those moments early on in our lives. And so we found that people don't fully understand the better yes, that there is something better than this addiction, that this feast table, which is a central place, setting, and theme in the film, is actually always laid before us. It's this five-course meal that, for whatever reason, we choose to get up from to pursue something we think is going to fulfill us at a greater degree, only to realize that what we have access to right here in the now is actually more fulfilling, more purposeful, and will satiate sort of this desire that's God-given, that's hardwired into us. The church for a long time, at least in America, has not done a great job of addressing desire. We've said, suppress it, push it away. Let's get on our knees and pray. Let's get in accountability circles. And it's like, no, like, let's figure out why the desire is there and then what actually fulfills that desire.
And you address in the film when people do cross the line in how they express desire, and that can look really different for everybody personally, but that in that moment, there is a lie that says that you are riddled with shame because of what you've done. You're isolated, you're alone, but you have a truth that you're trying to present to people and help audiences understand in The Heart of Man. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, well, that's the insidious lie of shame. It whispers into all of our ears the same thing. You're the only one dealing with this. You're the only one struggling with this. And if anyone were to find out, you know, you would be isolated. You would be cast out from your tribe. But we're all hearing the same thing, and we all believe it. And so we stay isolated, heads down. And the reality is that there's a good father who is preparing the way back for us before we ever even leave. So I don't want to give too much away in the film, but there is this relentless pursuit of this father figure, always preparing the way back, always in pursuit, and that he's not waiting for us to clean ourselves up to get out of the cave. He actually enters that place with us to help us figure out why we're in those spaces to begin with. He's not looking to just yank us out. And I think that's what a lot of our systems are set up to do, is yank us out of these moments of giving in, not actually trying to figure out and address why we're there.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.